This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What goes on in a house, you know, it really can make an impact, not only on those who are there to experience what happens as it happens, but sometimes if it's a traumatic experience, even a very positive one, if there's something with a high emotional impact, it seems to make a dent, it seems to make a difference in the aura, the feeling, the atmosphere. One feels not only in just a house as a whole, but sometimes very specific rooms, very specific areas where those events may have taken place. Take, for example, our next story. Story of a young couple in their home, only to be brutally murdered by a family member. Many years go by. Some new people move in. And they discover that while this murder took place far back in history, the remnants of it may still linger today. Take a listen. This is a story what my friends and family refer to as the murder house. It was the end of May 2017. I was 21 years old and moving out on my own for the first time. I moved into a little duplex in the trendy, artsy part of town. It was a fairly old house for the area, having been built in the early 1920s. A friend of mine was living there with his girlfriend before I moved in. And when they broke up, I took over part of the lease and took the other bedroom. She'd left some of her things in the room, including a full body mirror, the kind you'd hang on your bedroom door. It wasn't hung up. It was leaning against the wall. I left it there after coming by to see the room before I moved in. But when I made my first trip to bring things to the house, it had been knocked over and shattered. No one had been in the room, and it was leaning in such a way that someone would have to have physically moved it from the wall for it to have fallen like that. That should have been the first sign of what was to come, but I was none the wiser. A few months later, probably August, I was a couple months into the bachelor life, and I was thriving about as well as you could expect a 21-year-old with a dead-end job to. I'd installed a deadbolt on my bedroom door because there was a lot of break-ins in the area, and I kept it locked when I slept. One morning about 5 o'clock, I was awoken by something touching the side of my head. The head of my bed was up against a wall. I was propped up against that wall and my head was slouched over to the right, but something kept pushing my head up straight. I slouched back over, and it was as if someone was putting their hand to my temple and pushing my head back up. I was still kind of half asleep, so I slithered down into my bed, laying on my right side. I felt my sheets slowly begin to slide off of me, so I pulled them back up. They began to slide off again, so I pulled them up again. This happened about 3 or 4 times before the sheets were yanked off me full force. I was only wearing boxers, so most of my skin was bare, and I felt very vulnerable and exposed. The room was cold, yet I was sweating bullets, could not move, could not speak. I was too terrified to even open my eyes. It was as if something was running circles around my bed and something else was punching me in the back. And then just as quickly as it had started, it stopped. The sun was up, my bedroom door was still locked. I thought that maybe it was a dream, but it was far too vivid to be a dream. It replayed in my head like a broken record. I had never experienced anything like that before, and I haven't since. Fast forward to September, Hurricane Harvey rolls through. I live in Memphis, so whenever hurricanes move up north from the Gulf Coast, they're just minor storms by the time we see them. However, this time there was a leak in the roof that we didn't know about, and it rained just enough to cause the ceiling in the kitchen to cave in, leaving a 4-foot by 4-foot hole. A little frustrating, but nothing else was damaged, and we were renting, so it wasn't really our problem outside of cleanup. About a week later, I met a girl at a bar down the street, and as we talked about ourselves and whatnot, we realized that we're next door neighbors, which turned into talking about the houses and the neighborhood and such. I mentioned the hole in our ceiling that had yet to be fixed, and she said, with a humorous tone, maybe it's from one of those bodies, which I took as a joke and replied as such, only to learn that she was not joking at all. She told me the story of a drug deal gone bad in my house a little over a decade prior to me moving in. It led to someone being killed. I didn't know what to say. My friends and I finished our drinks and went home. I got home later that night and Googled my address. The first several results that came up were about a double murder that had taken place in the house, including mentions of a first 48 episode about the case. I scoured the internet reading every episode description and taking a list of everyone that mentioned Memphis. There were a lot. I watched them all until I found the right episode. Long story short, I came to learn that there was a young couple living in the other home in the duplex, while the husband's uncle lived in mine. The uncle murdered the both of them. He beat them to death in my bedroom and stuffed them in the wall of the other bedroom. He later died while fleeing the police. His father shot him in the head and then turned the gun on himself. I found the episode. It was not on streaming services at the time, so I had to hunt. I told my roommate. We sat in the living room and watched as the history of our home unfolded before our eyes. The couple's names were James and Stephanie. Not sure if the strange thing I experienced was one of them or the killer. It was his bedroom after all, and he died days after the murders. Other things did happen in the house, but nothing as major. Floors creaking, objects being moved, cabinet doors opening. Feelings of being watched, the works. I guess the only other thing that really stuck out was when I had watched my friend's cat. She'd stare at the wall and move her head like she was watching something, even though nothing was there. It was unsettling, but nothing compared to my experience early on during my stay at that house. I moved out of that house a couple years ago after 2 years, but I still live in the area. I can't drive past the house anymore. It's on a main road, just a block away from a major intersection, and I still have to plan my route around that strip of road. And for anyone wondering, the episode was the first 48, Season 5, Episode 1. It's called Family Secrets. Thank you for reading. I got into the podcast while living in the house. The story takes place, and I don't know why it took me this long to write in with this story, but I'm glad I did, since I had time to process the whole experience and paint a picture for you the best I could. Take care.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.